all want the one. We all want a happily ever after. We love it. We've grown up on a diet of childhood fairy tales. And how desperately do we want a celebrity couple to fit that storyline? How invested were you when Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston divorced? And how shocked when he then separated from Angelina Jolie? I personally would be devastated if Posh and Bex broke up. Why are celebrity divorces so heartbreaking to us? Eleanor Crawford is a divorce coach here to explain. Welcome back to the program, Elle.
Thanks so much for having me again, Kim.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I love chatting to you. So why are celebrity divorces so heartbreaking to us?
Well, I think that you, what you said at the beginning about the childhood fairy tales of this happily ending every time, and that there's a knight in shining armour and there's like a princess and they get together. And when we see celebrity couples, often we sort of think that they fit that picture so perfectly that we expect them to have this like very smooth marriage. And they're just like anyone else like us, you know. It's difficult to put two individuals together for the long haul.
Look, I understand second marriages. We've chatted about this. I said I draw the line at three because that starts to say something about me. But some of these celebrities go back multiple times, not just the second marriage, but Zsa Zsa Gabor was married 9 times. Billy Bob Thornton, Joan Collins, Clark Gable, Ginger Rogers, they were married 5 times. Is it just because they're celebs and love a party?
Well, I think they're a bit of a target, you know. I think if they're wealthy and they have celebrity and they have status, I think they might be a target. I think a lot of them also in the acting profession act out those type of fairy tales on screen. And, you know, you hear so many co-stars who fall in love with each other and then they end up, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are a great example of that. And so I think that because they're acting out that fantasy in their work life, it sort of spreads into their personal life, and so it can be very easy to fall in love. I mean, the falling in love part's the easy bit. It's when the rose-coloured glasses come off and you're picking each other's jocks up. That's when it gets hard.
You know who I worry about? Kylie Minogue. She's been so unlucky in love, and I once had this dream where Kylie Minogue and I were best friends, and what I said to Kylie was, what you've got to do is just find yourself a plumber in the suburbs and you'd be as happy as Larry.
Bit of plumber's crack, can't go past that.
She probably just needs a normal bloke. Just forget the celebrities, yeah. Kylie.
Yeah, well, you know, she might not agree that she's been unlucky in love. Maybe she's had beautiful love affairs and she's grown and learned and expanded through each of them. My sadness around her, and maybe I'm completely wrong, is that she hasn't had children, and maybe that's not something that she wanted to do. I don't know. But, I think that you just mentioned about going back to the third one. Well, I've just separated from my third husband. Mm. And would I get married again? Not 100% sure. But what I do know is that each of my marriages has taught me so much about myself and about life and has allowed me to be the woman I am today. So I think that as much as there's so much hurt and grief around marriage breakups, if you can be sort of a bit more pragmatic about it after all the drama's settled down, you can realise how much you've learnt and how much you've grown as a person. And maybe that's what Kylie's done, you know. She's grown and expanded as a person.
True. I tell you what, something that's for a divorce coach to have 3 divorces.
Well, that's why I became a divorce coach, because I'm good at it.
You're good at it. So, and that's really nice to hear that each of your marriages has helped you blossom in some way or achieve something. That's just a really positive spin on what can be, well, it is really yucky breaking up in a marriage.
Oh, it is. I mean, there's no doubt. And there's so much hurt and there's so much grief. And also it can really impact your self-worth. And so I've started a club called the Divorce Divas Club so that I can help change the whole landscape around divorce, you know, flip divorce on its head and really help women to be more empowered. Like I'm not talking about the divorce, I'm talking about post-divorce life, so that they can create the life that they really want. They don't feel like damaged goods, or they don't feel the stigma and shame that's still really attached to divorce.
Yeah, and so you would, you haven't ruled out not remarrying if somebody came along and fitted into where you are in your life at the moment. You would probably happily get married?
I wouldn't jump at the chance. I would never say never, but the man would have to be like really on the same level, you know, emotionally, financially, physically, the whole bit, you know. No, I think that when we get caught up in that in love stage, any red flags sort of come and then they become sort of orange and fade to yellow, and then we just let them go because we're just so in love and we don't want to be on our own again and all that. There's so much complexity. So I'm way more, you know, in love with my own self. And that's one of the things that I help with my clients, is to really work on the relationship with themselves, because you can't attract a relationship in that is going to be long lasting, fulfilling and happy if you don't have the relationship with yourself. So my relationship with myself is the best it's ever been. So I hope that if it ever happens in the future, I would really attract in the right person for me.
Would you go back to any of your husbands? Elizabeth Taylor
No.
did it. No, she had eight marriages to seven men. Yeah, she married Rich and Burton
Wow.
twice.
Wow. Well, I did reconcile with my second husband after we'd been divorced, but it only lasted a few months, and then the same patterns happened, and I decided to leave that one again, leave that alone.
I love your honesty. I also feel like when I chat with you, I could just pour a wine and sit there and just chat. Look, there are some success stories, though, in the celebrity world. Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne have been married since 1982.
Yeah, there are. There are some long-term marriages. Ted Danson and Mary Steenenberg, they've been married for ages. There are a lot. And, you know, it's just like life, isn't it? It's just that they are all put into this, you know, this fishbowl where they have all the attention on them. But you would imagine that just like everyday life, there are successes and there are failures.
Yeah.
And it's just that we hear more about them. You don't hear about, you know, Joe and Mary down the road who have separated, but you hear about, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie because they're in the celebrities in the news.
Well, in terms of, do you think it is incompatibility and, you know, they're in the news because they're celebrities? Or could it be the cause of the divorce or the faults within Hollywood as a culture break couples up?
Oh, that's a very big question, Kim. Well, you know, I'm not sure I would like my husband to be you know, having simulated lovemaking and kissing with someone else. I think it takes a very strong, confident, full of self-worth woman to do that, you know, to so I think that there's lots more, you know, more risk involved when you're in a celebrity, or you know, if you're both actors, and especially even if you were like, even if one of the party was an actor and the other one was, you know, like not an actor, and they didn't have the taste of what it was like to be an actor. Maybe two actors together could say, well, I understand that, but I think that would be very difficult from a spouse's point of view to watch your spouse, you know, off canoodling with someone else.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Especially if they were hotter than you.
Kim. Yeah, hotness is all about what's on the
I
inside.
know, I know. Now, David at Tewkesbury has been engaged for 35 years. Do you come across many people that have been engaged for that long?
I don't think I've ever heard of someone being engaged for 35 years.
There you go. David at Tewkesbury in Tassie has.
Well, good on David. Maybe he's just maybe taking his time to come to that, you know, to that final decision. I don't think it really matters. I don't think if you live together, you're engaged, or you're married. I think if you're committed to each other and you have great relationships with yourself, which then reflect on your relationship as a couple, then who cares what your status is?
Yeah, look, really great to chat to you. Eleanor Crawford is a divorce coach. Love having you on the program. Cheers for that chat.